Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Screening baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn bottles in this kit. There's still not one that he won't see.
Just rearranging a little bit. I feel bad for the people flush against the wall when we're sitting out here and then they just stare at four butts the whole time. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. I love this. There was one lady that threw in a, and this is Doug loves movies. You had to really pick up the tempo to fit it in. We are back at one of my favorite places to do Doug Loves Movies, Hyenas in Dallas, Texas. It's Saturday, December 16th, 2017, at 4:20-ish. My question for this 420 matinee is, who here got too high and then forgot their name tag at home? By the sound of a couple of those, I think it's more like never made a name tag and then forgot to bring it. But let's see the people who did bring name tags, what we're dealing with here. Oh, no. I'm going to have to remember to Periscope or videotape the name tag selection process today. This is pretty amazing. Lots of good ones. I, Robert, instead of I, Robot. Three billboards outside of Terebing. Okay, Tereb. Incrandables. That sounds like a new cranberry snack. But it's your name's Randall, and you jumped into Incredibles. That's Incredirandable. Purdy Woman, your last name's Purdy?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's all right. I wouldn't say it was Purdy. That one over there with the red lights all around it can't read shit on there. I could just see all the red lights. That's true of the blue one over there, too. Looks just like those things on the wall here in the club. But you brought one with you. All right. Thank you for bringing those, you guys. Put them down for now. I'm seriously going to get some footage of you guys when those pop up again later in the show. Doug Plugs, Tate Crazy Nights continues tomorrow at LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio, Monday at Cap City in Austin, Tuesday at Cobb's in San Francisco, and Wednesday night at the old Sack Punch, a.k.a. the Sacramento Punchline. You guys like a good sack punch? Then I'm going to take a few days off, and Douglas Movies returns to San Diego at the American Comedy Company on Monday, December 26th. And the Holiday Taint Tour continues with stand-up shows in Irvine at the Improv on December 27th and 28th. You guys know what the Holiday Taint is, right? It's between Christmas and Halloween. And Halloween. That's a big taint. No, it's between Christmas and New Year's, and it's called the Taint because those days taint Christmas and it taint New Year's. It's the Taint. Tickets to those shows plus 2018 shows are all available at DougLowesMovies.com.
That's DougLowesMovies.com! Yeah!
Well, that was really robust. Very impressive. Let's see what I brought for the prize bag. It's always, on a road trip like this where we're going from city to city, what's in the bag is always a surprise to me as well. Because I just grab things as I find them and throw them in there. This is a Christmas hat I've been wearing on the last couple episodes of the show. If you've heard either of those and wondering how the joke looks when I say, what does it look like when a... elf graduates. That's the joke. That's all it is. Do I see a fellow elf out in the audience? Nope, this is a baseball hat. He turned around. I was like, nope. Because I'd trade with somebody if they also had one, but... since you don't, I won't. I'll keep mine. I also have this new confetti gun that I've been using on the show during a moment of victory. It shoots a very small, pathetic amount of confetti. And it's pointless. I brought one of the final ones, a little red and white, Christmassy and green, Christmassy pipe from Peacemaker. And is this the best thing in here? That's going to be disappointing. Because it's a copy of Dallas Magazine. You guys, you need to up your civic pride. Read about Dallas. I'm sure my guest brought some cool stuff too. So no, I shouldn't have said too. My guest brought some cool stuff, and then there's this junk that I brought. Oh shit! Pipe down. Hey, I've never used that expression that way before. Well, there really is only a magazine and a pipe in this bag. So apologies for that immediately. But today we have an exciting opportunity that comes up on the show from time to time. And I love to do this when I know there's an audience full of people who are listeners and know how the games work and would make a great guest on the show. So I'm going to pick three of you now to come up here and play a game. And the winner of that game gets to stay and have a seat during the entire show. With the other two guests. So keep your name tag down if you think you're going to be shy up here or bad at trivia or not shy up here. I want someone who's kind of shy. All right, now see, here's a perfect example. This lady here says she knows everything about movies, and we have to get her up here to make her look silly now because she said she knows everything. So come on up here. Yeah. I got to get a credit Randall's up here. Randall's got to come up here because that'll be easy for me to remember. And I like the guy that yelled, "I've got Tito's." So come up here, dude, and grab a microphone and a seat, and we'll meet you all individually. Let's get a look at this guy. Did you bring a name tag?
I did. You need it?
I wouldn't mind seeing it. I don't want some slacker who didn't bring a name tag up here. We already saw yours in credit, Randall. I'll show everybody. Give him a nice... Is that how you show everybody? Oh, there you go. All right, so the guy yelling, "I've got Tito's," his name tag is Jay and Silent Rob Strike Back. But you're not you're obviously not Silent Rob. You're yelling, "I've got Tito's." It's ironic, is it? But he does have two little bottles of Tito's on there, and I love my Tito's. So, what do you do when you're not yelling out, "I've got Tito's"?
It's pretty much that.
Put your mic all the way up to your stupid
mouth.
That's
pretty much all I do. That's pretty much all I do.
I'm going to be real abusive to Rob now.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the abuse.
So you're unemployed?
No. I work in marketing.
Oh, okay. I've got no follow-ups to that.
Hey, the Tito's line worked. I've
all right.
It.
Thanks for being up here with your marketing genius, Rob. Randall, tell us about yourself.
I am a salesman for an industrial supplier.
Ooh. What does that mean?
I sell, most people know me as a nut and bolt guy. But I sell a bunch of shit.
Those are industrial supplies, nuts and bolts?
Yep.
Okay. For like aeroplanes?
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Cars.
All right.
A lot of stuff.
All right, good job with the gigantic name tag. Is that my face or your face?
That's your face.
Okay, good. I thought it was, but I didn't want to assume anything. We both have the one day we'll learn how to shave look.
Exactly.
And then we have, what's your name, young lady?
Kat.
Kat?
Yes.
And why are you standing, Kat?
Oh?
You want to sit down?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm...
You like standing?
Yes. Yes.
You're just happy to be out of the rain, aren't you, Kat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it? Her name's Kat?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that Catwoman movie with, what's her name? Wasn't that Halle Berry? Wasn't that, you guys know everything. Wasn't that crazy how she just started doing cat things, like sleeping on a shelf and being scared of rain? It was so weird. She's like suddenly loves sushi. It was funny. And what's your name tag say, Kat?
Kat on a hot tin roof.
That is perfect.
Yep.
You didn't have to change anything, but you made the whole thing yourself. So you made it all. Yeah. Oh, you did have to change this. K with a Kat with a K.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. All right, Kat. And you know everything.
Yes, I do.
All right.
I'm very confident.
Okay, because what we're going to do is we're going to play, you know the game Last Man Stanton?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're going to play.
Yes.
We're going to play that to decide which one of you gets to stay up here. And as always, people reached out to me on Twitter saying they have a great name for Last Man Stanton, and I selected one person from there. J.M. John Eats? John Eats? How do you say it? John Eats. That's your last name? And your first initials are J and M?
Yes, sir.
J M John Eats?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's J-O-N-I-E-T-Z. J-M-J-O-N-I-E-T-Z. I'm just trying to get it right for the listeners to write to you if they don't like your suggestion. I don't need to hear about it. You don't have to tag me on it. But since since we're trying to select somebody to play in the rest of the show, and then we've got lots more show to go, no matter what you say, dude, what's the first J stand for?
Jacob.
Listen, Jacob. These people are going to be forced to play whatever name you give us, unless all three of them go, "I can't name a single movie that person was in." So a lot of pressure here.
John Candy?
John Candy. All right, that's an interesting one. Since Kat knows everything, she goes last.
Oh my God.
I'm going to start with Rob. Give me a John Candy movie, Rob.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I determined this year I finally remembered that that's a Thanksgiving movie. And so it's my favorite Thanksgiving movie. Officially. It's official. Randall?
Home Alone.
What? He does show up in Home Alone. Some people are freaked out. What? That movie is about a boy. Can you imagine they leave John Candy home alone? He just eats everything and sits on the couch. Sleeps through the Wet Bandits' entire adventure. Okay, Kat.
Okay, I'm going to go with the movie, the only film that Michael Moore has made, Canadian Bacon.
That is correct.
Yes.
I kind of think she's going to win.
I mean, I'm just looking forward to her fun facts with each answer.
Thank you.
All right, what else do you got, Rob?
So, fun fact, this is a movie that was made, and... it's a little flick called Cool Runnings.
Yeah! Randall?
Spaceballs?
Yep. Who doesn't love those? I mean, that movie. Cat.
Oh, Wagons East?
Whoa, okay. No facts with that one?
No, I just know that he's in it. Like, I really don't. I've never seen it. I've seen the cover. I know that he's in it, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like with Matthew Perry or something?
Yeah. It was one of the last movies that John Candy made.
Oh, no, that wasn't
I know that.
It.
There you go. There's your fact.
No, that was... That was Chris Farley and Matthew Perry in a Wagons West kind of scenario. Lewis and Clark. All right, Rob?
All right, I'm already running kind of low now.
Yeah, that's what happens, dude. And you don't have you're your lifeline, so good luck.
I know. Uncle Buck?
Yeah! Randall, what?
Uncle Buck was my last straw.
Oh, no, Randall! For real?
This sucks.
Come on, think for a second. He was that big guy. Super funny. Dead for a while now.
I keep thinking of Chris Farley movies.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Just name one. Maybe they were together.
It wasn't my idea to do a dead guy.
How about Home Alone 2, Lost in New York?
Yeah, I don't think he shows up in that one. But thank you for playing, Randall.
Let's hear
for
him.
All right. One spoiled, naughty child gone. Two sweet, smart children left. Kat?
JFK.
Yeah, right? That's the go-to whenever you can't... Just for a movie that's got a ton of people in it, and he is one of the people in it.
Yes.
For reals. Yeah, pretty cool. Back to you, Rob.
All right, I told you she was going to win.
What a braggart.
Called it.
Weird brag. I'm so smart, I know I'm not as smart as her.
All right, let's just name something that time period. Caddyshack.
Oh, that's not... There's been worse guesses. That I've seen in this position, but no. Tell him what he's thinking of, Kat.
She doesn't know. Don't know that one. I was gonna guess Phoenix. I was gonna guess Strange Brew. I don't know if he's in that, but
wait, you were already on your last. You don't have any other titles. I mean, you won. It's no big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna guess Strange Brew. I don't know if he's in it though.
Okay.
Really?
I've seen JFK.
Oh, she's seen JFK.
Yeah, it's on like Netflix. We're in Dallas. I just watched it.
Yeah, we're in Dallas.
Oh,
true,
yeah.
True.
Did you know you're in Dallas? Nah.
Haven't you seen your movie, Che Guevara Does Dallas? It's more of a, you know, that's more of a hat joke than anything. Just looks like a kind of like something Che would wear. All right, well, thank you, Rob, for the Tito's. I appreciate it.
I know.
Get away from my Tito's. What are you doing?
Do you want one?
I'm taking both of them. Do I want one? That's the only way you got up here. You had Tito's, she knows everything. You see how the world works now? Congratulations, Kat!
Thank you! Thank you, everybody!
You did it!
Yes!
All right, you want to come over here and be next to me because I think okay. That'll be a better place if you want to stand the whole time. Because then everybody will be able to see everybody. So yeah, just stand in front of your chair if you want.
Okay, cool.
Fuck it, I'm gonna stand.
Yes.
Let's get him out here. They went head to head last night and it was a very intense game, and with Kat here it's only gonna heat up even more. Please give a big warm welcome. Almost forgot to do it. Give a warm welcome to Dale Cheeseman and Jeff Tate. So just get your chairs back as far against the wall as you can, even if it means like moving those fake packages. They've got lots of fake Christmas presents up here. I just want everybody to see as good as possible. How you doing, dude? You almost unplugged that again?
Yeah, three times so far.
Oh, okay. Since three times since you got here today. I was like, am I supposed to remember that from a previous show or something? But what does it do when you unplug it? The lights on the packages? Yeah, unplug it. Yeah. Don't worry about it, dude. God, I went to see a show at Hyenas. It was hilarious, but why weren't the packages lit up? That's what I want in a comedy show. It's lit up packages. Let's meet them individually. Dale Cheeseman is back.
What's going on, Dallas? Good to be back here.
How's it going, dude?
It's going good. I was here in Dallas last weekend for a comedy show, and I did not know this town had this many comedy fans. You know how crazy beneficial this podcast would have been if I'd done it 2 weeks ago? Nice to meet all of you.
You, since they're here now, do you want to do your closer or something?
You guys have grocery bags? That was the closer. It's a one-liner, conceptual.
Well, I don't know if any of you had time to listen to last night's episode today, so there's a major spoiler ahead here, because last night, Dale and Jeff went up against a gentleman named Will Leonard in, where were we, Houston, and when that dude won, he said, and I'll come back tomorrow night and play again. I was like, that sounds great, and the crowd went crazy, and then after the show, he goes, I was just kidding about that, I can't go to Dallas tomorrow. But I was excited. That would have been fun to have them go head to head to head again. But at least Dale and Jeff are going head to head. Let's hear it for Jeff Tate, everybody.
Wow.
Wow. That was nice. Nice pick-me-up, everybody. Thank you. Very sorry. Very sorry to the two of you. I couldn't do anything about it. You know all these boxes are tied together on something, too? Man, it's like it just keeps getting worse.
Well, they don't want anybody to run off with one of these beautiful light-up boxes.
Nope.
You know, that's what...
Write a sleeper
happens.
Cell in this war on Christmas? Thank God we can finally say that fucking word again.
Do you mind sharing your last name with us, Kat?
All right, it's A.G.
A.G.? Like Steve A.G. and Mark A.G.?
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
Yep.
No relation, though?
No.
Okay.
Sadly.
Sadly? Right.
Yeah, especially Steve A.G. I think he's hilarious.
So. He's so great.
Yeah.
Mark's just okay. I think Mark's been on a show here in Dallas.
Yeah, I think he's from Dallas.
Yeah. But Steve A.G. hasn't been on a show in any city outside of L.A. because he doesn't fit in planes.
That's true, you guys.
He's a very big man. Be a lot of fun facts tonight, you guys.
He always rents a car with a sunroof.
It's the title of his one city tour.
No bridges. Steve A.G., what's an underpass?
All right, let's talk prize bag, Jeff. What'd you bring?
I brought... Oh, you guys are so excited. Already, you don't even know. I got a copy of my yet-to-be-released album. Yeah. Exclusive to the prize bag. And then if you don't win, don't worry, you're not out altogether. You can purchase them with money. Do it quick before the tax plan hits and the recession takes hold. Spend that money with confidence while you still can. Out front. On one of those, it's very nice. And right here I have, I mean, this is official, but it doesn't look it, but it is. This is tickets for two to come see me do stand-up right around here on January 24th at this place.
What is that, a Monday?
No, it's a Wednesday.
Wednesday, January 24th. We just made the deal backstage. Jeff is going to be making a triumphant return, his first time headlining here for one night only. So sell it out just to prove to Dale that there are comedy fans in this town.
Prove me wrong, Dallas.
I bet him a dollar that you could.
And what do you got for the bag, Dale?
Well, I forgot. I was going to bring Astros gear because I thought that would have been funny. Yeah, boo the champs. But I forgot, and so I brought a Calvin and Hobbes book.
Yeah.
But I also forgot that back there. So that's back there somewhere. I'll get it later.
I would like you to go get it now, please.
His Calvin and Hobbes book. That would be so funny if I don't really, but...
What did you bring, Kat? Here.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what it is either. This lady in front just handed me this. It says, for the prize bag. It's a magazine called the Gyoi Moi. Gyoi Moi. What is it? Oh, I don't know why I'm blaming...
Look behind the Post-it note.
Oh, behind the Post-it note? How do you know about that?
We already looked.
You looked.
No one looked.
Oh, it's Kim Jong-il.
Oh my God, that was smuggled out of North Korea. That's been in someone's butt.
Is that like North Korea's version of The Economist? Just every page is, it's great.
Why would you bring that to put in the prize bag? What does that have to do with anything? What's the name of the Calvin and Hobbes book, Dale?
Scientific Progress Goes Boink. It's one of the best ones. Hell yeah. Listen to all those inner children clapping.
And I'm also going to put one Rob's bottle of Tito's in there.
Woo! Woo! Oh, well, I do kind of have something. Brian.
Oh, you do?
My fiance in the audience, Brian, he has a Jason mask. Is that okay?
Well, you don't want to give that away.
What else does he have?
No.
Name tag, but hey.
No. You have to keep that, man. Don't give out your murder face.
Yeah, that would suck if you're on your way to murder somebody. Like, oh, damn it, I gave away my mask. Forgot I did that. Got drunk and gave away my murder mask.
It's just a clear mask. He pulls that. Oh, fuck, this is my at-home mask. I brought my at-home mask with me. Shit.
Yep. Do you like that kind of comedy? Come back January. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I didn't want to say the wrong date, but yeah, I come back January 24th. That's awesome. What am I doing that night? Maybe I'll come too. Yeah. All right, so that's okay that you don't have anything for the prize bag because, you know, we were surprised by
it. I literally have like half a eaten box of Everlasting Gobstoppers.
Yeah. That's not a bad.
Don't want that.
That's not bad.
Okay, Brian, can you bring that
up? At least it's movie related.
That is true.
She's had it forever. They're everlasting.
Yeah.
They were a gift from her great grandmother.
He's really rummaging around for them.
You got a whole bag. I bet that's not even the best thing you have. You're just working your way up from the.
There they are.
Yes. That's ridiculous. Yes.
It's pretty good. I wouldn't even say half eaten. It's a good amount.
Yeah, you got like most of eternity left in there.
Yeah, I'd say the prize bag is, yeah, it's the person's a true winner. Tonight. Jeff, I know it's been, you know, less than 24 hours since we were last on stage together and I asked you this question, but have you seen a movie since then?
I have. Yeah, look at the shocked faces.
How'd you do it?
On my computer, I watched a movie called Shifty. It is a British thriller from a while ago. It stars that guy from Nightcrawler and Rogue One. I don't want to say his name, because I will not say it right.
Raisin Shabba Yerzbiji?
I think it's Ahmed is the last name. I could say that part. Riz Ahmed?
Riz Ahmed?
Yeah.
Oh, he's also in Four Lions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this movie was great. I really liked it. It was a fun, I mean, I don't know if fun, it's not fun, it's a drama. But it's cool because it's British. And I had the subtitles on, so I felt like fancy, even though it's like, I was like, look at me, I'm a real fucking film guy. But they talk cool, different, they use different slang. And whatnot, and right, everybody smokes. It's cool. I enjoyed it. It's 85 minutes.
Are you trying to talk for as long as that about the movie? I felt like you were asked to do a filibuster about Shifty.
That took as long as one Hobbit.
Everything
movie.
I know about Shifty. And Shifty is spelled with a dollar sign, you guys, instead of an S. Yes, that's pretty fun.
Yeah. A pound sign. I mean, it's a dollar sign, but it's in England, so they call them pounds. They don't call them dollars. But a pound
sign. Right, but then wouldn't it be called Lifty? Because the symbol for a pound looks like an L.
No, I know. Now I'm confused as to... This movie is a fucking trip. You guys, they're all over the place with their imagery.
Dale, did you get a chance to see a movie since yesterday?
Yes, Logan. About 30 minutes of it. Still good.
Oh, you had seen it all before?
Yeah.
And now you...
I didn't want to go on too long.
Watch part of it.
You jumped on Jeff Tate for just talking about the movie. He was...
Which part
did you... keep that as concise as possible.
Which part did you watch?
The part where he meets... Where he realizes Laura has the same mutant powers he has.
That's
the one where they're both
really
just killing all
really starts to kick
the,
in at that part, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it's not emotional and, man, getting old sucks.
I like watching that little girl just kill the shit out of people.
Thank God that sentence ended that way.
I'm sure they all shit their pants when she kills them.
For sure.
We just don't see it because they got pants on.
There's like a little sound bite every time she kills someone. They're just like, really? 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 Because they don't believe it. She's like 8.
They're like also confused. They're like horrified and confused. Like, oh, how did you?
This doesn't... Hold on. Rewind.
You can see Dale here in Dallas if you have a time machine. Kat, what was the last movie you saw? You're a great guest so far, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Well, I went to an event at the Alamo Drafthouse on South Mar in Dallas. An event called Roomapalooza.
Yeah.
Oh. Where they screened The Room, then The Disaster Artist, and then their new film, Best Friends / Fiends. But Greg Sestero himself was there. And we got to meet him, take pictures with him. He provided his own commentary over The Room. That was so priceless. That was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, honestly. Lots of cool insights into The Room that weren't even in The Disaster Artist book or the movie. So it was really awesome.
He'd say stuff like, oh, this is where he tried to fuck me?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Those two people didn't even know they were in a movie. He just started screaming at a cab driver.
That sounds really cool, except for the, was Best Friends, Fiends, was that kind of hard to sit through after those other two movies that are pretty fun?
Kind of, but I thought it was good, though, honestly, like in a weird way. It was kind of like a David Lynch-esque kind of movie.
Yeah, it's more of a drama than, like, I mean, yeah. The Room was a comedy accidentally, but...
Yeah.
But I this one doesn't sound as funny in terms of, like, bad movie funny. It just seems more...
It's very kind of strange, kind of out there, but it's worth seeing, in my opinion.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a Tommy Wiseau completist...
Yes.
You must see the trilogy.
Oh, yeah, they did say, though, I don't know if I'm giving anything away by saying this, but there's going to be a part two.
So, of the Best Fiends thing?
Yes, it's going to come out, I think, next year, and they're going to hopefully get Greg back next year to screen Best Friends and Best Fiends, and they're trying to get Tommy as well to come.
And they'll show all four of them. Yeah, I'm in for that.
Oh,
I'm in for that.
Yeah.
I mean, marathons at the Draft House are fun because, you know, they bring food right to your seat the whole time, and drinks. That's where I got addicted to Tito's. And... yeah, and it's that sounds like a really good time. I love that they do shit like that. I'm one of those people that still hasn't seen The Room. Yeah. Yeah, I saw The Disaster Artist, and I enjoyed it a great deal. And so now, my interest is more peaked to see The Room. But I never saw it because I don't seek out movies that are like, let's laugh at how bad this is. But it does seem like it's pretty entertaining based on what I've seen so far. The side-by-side scenes at the end of Disaster Artist are really really fun to watch.
Yeah, if you like sitting in a theater and getting pelted by spoons.
Right, everybody throws spoons now. Yeah, which is just a knockoff on a Rocky Horror they used to show throw rice during the wedding.
But then birds would explode.
Yeah, I mean, that's the trouble. So many theaters are full of birds.
It was a real problem. They had to start putting the rice in little baggies. Which actually kind of hurt when you get hit in the face with one.
Yeah. It made it more of a game.
All right, well, that concludes the talk portion. We got some games to play. Let the games begin! Okay, Kat, so you don't need your name tag anymore. You can pick your fiancés if you want.
Okay.
We're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, no ads in this app, so I just want to take a moment to say thank you for listening all year round. I hope you have a happy holidays. Happy holidays. And if you're in the Oxnard, Ventura, Camarillo area on January 17th, please come see me do stand-up at Levity Live in Oxnard. It's a beautiful mall town. You got to come check it out. See me do stand-up. Bring your name tags. We'll play Last Man Stanton at the end, and it'll be a lovely time in 2018. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Kat is playing for her fiancé. And,
Yes, sorry. And it's Friday the 13th. What is it? Vincent Takes Manhattan.
So your name's in there, too?
Yes.
All right. So you're playing for both of you?
Yes.
All right.
We're going to dominate.
All right. Let me see that thing for a second. The name tag.
What happens if you lose? Is it just off?
Yeah.
The whole thing is on the line.
I mean, let's make this game interesting. Why not?
Who are you playing for, Dale?
I'm playing for Melissa Plicity. Yeah! I tried to pick a sign that wasn't Star Wars, and this was the one. And she put a lot of work. She put Jeff Tate's face on it like 10 times, Doug's once.
Yeah, I'm Andy McDowell.
Oh, yeah, you are, bud.
Yeah. I didn't see this movie until like 2 years ago, and I saw it randomly, and I was like, where's this movie going? At first I was like,
randomly,
it's
like,
kind of boring, blah, blah. But then as soon as he started making the different clones, I was just like, where is this movie fucking going? This is insane. It was just insane.
Well, I don't recommend downsizing to you then.
Yeah.
Because that's a where is this going movie as well.
She said, I saw it randomly, like you went to a Walgreens and they were like, watch this movie.
It was like, it was when Hastings was still around, the video rental store.
I am not from here.
Yeah, it's in Texas, so yeah.
I am not from your planet. Now, Jeff, of the four candies that are attached to your name tag...
Five.
Sorry, my candy math was off. The candy math, man. which is your favorite?
Doug, I'm going to let you know a secret. Junior mints are my favorite.
In your pocket.
There were six on here, and I took the junior mints off already.
Oh, that's why I was bad at counting.
So junior mints are my favorite.
I love that movies love Doug are now the three different billboards in Ebbing, outside Ebbing. And that's Terebbing that made that.
The idea that Sam Rockwell's driving down that road and then he sees Doug loves what the fuck? Movie Screech! Reverse. I think I'm playing her. I think her name is Tara. Is it?
Teresa.
Your name is Teresa?
Her name is Teresa, but she made it Terebbing, Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah.
It worked.
She says it worked. I'd say of all the details on that poster, your name was not the selling point. Jeff definitely went for the junior mints and for his own face in the Woody Harrelson role. Or Rick Rockwell role, I guess. Yeah.
And I like this movie a lot. I really enjoyed it.
Yep. What's her name? Yep. Frances McDormand seems like might be the next winner of Best Actress for that movie. And Rockwell for Supporting Actor. Yeah. Those are my early predictions. All right. So now we know who you're all playing for, and I've got a few good games lined up for us to play today. And Dale and Jeff, of course, be very embarrassed if they lose to someone from the audience again.
So, I don't know, not in this particular case. You seem to know everything about movies. Is that what I caught?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Okay, I only know most things about movies.
Oh, okay.
So this
okay.
could be a problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure she does know it. She named all six John Candy movies. So I'll be honest, a little nervous.
Jeff, were you back there the whole time just going, why aren't they saying Splash?
Yeah. I'm showing off Summer Rental, Great Outdoors. Right? Who's Harry Crumb, right? I got swagger.
Yeah, who is Harry Crumb?
The Blues Brothers forever.
This first game we're going to play is called Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the title of a movie slowly. And first person on stage, you can repeat back the full title of the movie that I'm saying. Movie title that I'm saying. That person will be the winner. And please don't yell it out from the audience if you know it, because that, that'll ruin it. You guys ready? Any pre-guesses?
Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
JFK.
Can you imagine if I was like, okay, let's play Live, Die, Repeat. Jay.
And Silent Bob Strike Back.
All right, here we go with the real one.
Well, I have a pre-guess.
Okay.
I have a pre-guess. Back to the Future 3. Yeah.
It's not a bad pre-guess. It's a movie. Yeah. So you're on the right track. The
Disaster Artist.
Shawshank Redemption.
Jeff can't think of anything that begins with the.
Oh, yeah. The Bridges of Madison County.
Man.
The man
who knew too little.
There.
The man.
The man who knew too much.
The man.
The man.
The man.
The man.
With Eugene Levy.
Yeah. Sam Jackson. The man who.
The man who came to dinner.
The man.
The man who wants some dinner.
The man who came to town.
The man
in black.
Who is.
The man who shot Liberty Valance.
The man who invented.
The man who invented Christmas.
That's it.
Yeah. I took forever. I don't really go for those political thrillers.
Yeah, I'm just glad they were able to replace Kevin Spacey with Christopher Plummer. Oh, wrong movie? Oh, all right. All right, so Jeff gets to go first. It's not unusual for this to happen. Jeff usually wins the first game when he's out here. So we'll see if you guys could turn the tide against him. And we're going to play a round of Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I'll say a tagline from a motion picture to Jeff. If he could tell me the full correct title of that film, he gets a point. If he cannot, it'll move to Dale. And then to, or let's go to Kat and then to Dale for this first round. Sorry, Dale.
I'm used to it. I should wear an Everlast shirt so that you'll know I'm a punching bag.
Oh, man, you snuck your opener in, too.
There's no way I can open with anything other than let me explain my name.
Dear Hyenas Comedy Club, may I please have another Cheetos and soda? Sincerely, Doug Loves Movies.
I'd love a bottle of water or, you know, Gatorade.
Do you like order like that in a restaurant? Just let the waiter pick between water or Gatorade?
Yeah, yeah, I don't want them
either
to
one of those
back.
Should work.
I don't want to go. Fuck? I don't want to go Gatorade, and then have them go, and then come back and be like, "We don't have Gatorade." And I'd be like, "Water then," and then. But instead, now I just do both and be like, "Whichever one, this is first, this is second." Saves me a step usually. Usually it's faster, but there's not a lot of back and forth about the process.
I just got a phone call from Carlsbad, California, and I don't know anyone in Carlsbad, California. I know that Legoland is there. Do you think Legoland called me?
Has it been a while since you've visited Legoland? Maybe they're concerned.
Okay, so Jeff, you get to go first. And you get to tell me what you think this is a tagline for. A new power is rising. Just tidying up over here. Jeff?
Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones.
Oh, great guess. Nope.
Thank you so much.
It's here for the entire wait staff here. I mean, I just wrote that letter like 2 or 3 minutes ago, and I already have a drink. That's how great the U.S. Postal Service is. Dale, would you like me to repeat the tagline?
A new power is rising.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess, Star Wars The Force Awakens?
Now, you know the answers were all Star Wars last night.
But we didn't do two of them, and I'm wondering if you were lazy and just carried over.
Today. I think Kat's going to really take this one home. What do you think it is, Kat?
I don't know. I'm going to randomly guess The Incredibles. I don't know.
The Incredibles?
Sure.
A new power is rising?
Yes. I don't know.
Okay. It's the actual answer is The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Yeah. All right, we'll go back to Jeff again for this next one. From the smallest beginnings come the greatest legends.
The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
No.
The Hobbit.
Dale.
I don't know what it is, but I know it's bad. What?
I think I know it.
Would you like to try, Dale?
I don't know if I do.
Those are the only words in the title, The
Lord
Hobbit.
Of the Rings, The Hobbit?
Okay, I'll accept that. Kat?
The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey.
That is correct. Okay, Jeff gets to go first on this next one.
Sweet.
Adventure. Adventure doesn't come any bigger than this. I'll give you a clue. The words pee and wee are not in the title.
Oh, man. Adventure does not come any bigger than this. Let's go with the Hobbit Desolation of Smaug.
Smaug. Dale?
Fuck. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug? I think I get how this game is played.
Kat?
I know this is not, like, following with The Hobbit, like, things, but for some reason I think it's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh! No!
That's what I...
No, that was from the movie Willow. Oh. From 1988. Yeah. All right, we're back to Jeff again. He already got one, so he's sitting pretty. What movie has this tagline? The defining chapter. And the balls of that tagline. This chapter really defines all of it.
The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Nope. I had to look at it, though. Made me look. Dale?
Defining chapter.
The defining chapter.
Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi?
No.
All right. God. Y'all could have beaten Kat and been on this game too, but you didn't, so let's be a little less judgmental.
Kat, what do you think it is? The defining chapter.
Defining chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back?
No. Oh. That was the tagline for The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. I mean, think about it. So defining. It's ridiculous how defined it was after that. Jeff, there's one more left. This Christmas, the journey ends. Quick clue, it's not to the center of the earth.
The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King?
That is correct!
Willow kept throwing me off because that took me in a little person theme, and then all I could think of was tiptoes. And
That's a great Gary Oldman movie that I haven't seen because I don't watch things that are bad.
I am Matthew McConaughey from my hometown, Longview, Texas.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, we're proud of Matthew, so I just have to represent.
Do you think, Kat, do you think you could name more Matthew McConaughey movies than Jeff can?
Maybe.
Dale, sit this one out. Oh, this is a great... I love this game I just came up with. Doesn't count towards the prize bag or anything, but I want Kat and Jeff to take turns naming Matthew McConaughey movies. And when they both have run out, no lifelines or anything, they just got to go for it. When they've both run out, if Dale can name one more... And he's the winner.
As long as you don't name the two I'm thinking of, we're good.
All right, so Kat, you threw down the challenge, sort of.
Yeah.
So, bragging about your McConaughey knowledge. McConaughey, hey. So, start us off. Any Matthew McConaughey movie, don't help from the audience, please. This is going to be intense because he's in a lot of movies. I'm going to make it go fast. Kat.
Okay. Amistad.
Jeff.
Dazed and Confused.
Kat.
Contact.
What?
Contact.
Sahara.
Fool's Gold.
Failure to Launch.
The Wedding Planner.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Bernie.
Interstellar.
Mud.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think of one now and I can't.
I can't even remember the ones that you guys just said.
Oh my god.
Is it time to tap?
Oh, there's. I cannot think of the title now. Yeah, now I'm gonna have to tap out.
Jeff, one more?
Yeah. A Time to Kill.
All right, Jeff, another one?
Killer Joe. He's in that.
There's a fried chicken fan over there?
Yeah. Oh my god, that was fucking frightening.
Free, that was gross.
Free State of Jones, Surfer
right,
Dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, Surfer Dude.
Oh, he's a voice in some things, right?
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Same.
The Hedge movies, he's in Frailty. That's a Frailty.
All right, just Jeff, you guys. Just Jeff. Because once Jeff runs out, then we can see if Dale can. I feel like Steve Harvey.
Spoiler alert.
Jeff's going to get a chance to
Tropic
steal.
Tropic Thunder. This is like, it just feels a lot weirder just doing it by yourself. Like, it's like just saying them in a row is harder than playing the game, even with people taking them from me. It's still
all right.
Just,
are you out?
No, there's a fucking million more.
I know, but name another one. You're gonna let Dale's gonna take this from you if you don't name the right ones.
No, he's not.
Dale, do you still have one? Do you have one?
Yeah.
He's got one.
Whoa!
It's not impressive. It's my first one, so. Like, whoa, Dale's still in the game.
That's what I love about Last Man Standing is people will write to me and they'll be going, I was thinking of blank movie the whole time. I'm like, good for you. You thought of one? Wow. How do you do it? Why do you leave the house?
The
Can't
Wolf
you just
of
stay
Street?
Home and get rich? Yes. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead, Dale.
Okay, Dale.
Sahara. Yeah. Okay, The Lincoln Lawyer. So quick to jump down my throat, Dallas. So quick.
All right, well, that was great. You win nothing.
Cool.
That was just for fun. Who won the last game? Was it Jeff again? Yeah, Jeff won taglines. So Jeff's going to go first, and then Dale, and then Kat in a game to determine tonight's winner, and it's going to be Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. Do you know how this works, Kat?
Yes, I do.
All right. Don't have to explain it. Does anybody in the audience doesn't know how it works? Yeah? Okay. Here, dude. It's simple. I'm going to name an actor or actress. They have to each try to name a movie they think is in that person's top three at the box office of all time, according to Box Office Mojo, adjusted for inflation. If they can't think of what's in the top three, they don't get any points. Number one is worth 3 points, number two is worth two, and number three is worth one. And like I said, Jeff gets to go first, then Dale, then Kappa. Each of you will get a chance to go first in one of the rounds. And here's the craziest part of this, is that we're traveling. It's been nuts. I did not prepare this game. But thanks to the internet, we're still going to make this happen. It's just going to be weird. It'd be weird if I can't get a connection right now. I'm going directly to Box Office Mojo, and I'm just going to randomly pick people, and we're going to see how you guys do. Jeff?
Hello.
What's in the top three after adjusting for inflation for Tom Arnold?
True Lies.
What's he gonna say?
Dale?
The Stupids? Hey, one guy's a fan. Just saying the movies I think deserve the biggest reward. You don't have to write that down.
Oh, I didn't. I wrote down the correct answers to read them back. I guess I could just read them off the phone. I'm not very smart. But my phone is. Kat?
I literally don't know what other movie he's in.
Well, let me help you out.
Okay.
He was in Soul Plane.
Oh, yeah. His name was Elvis Honky.
If you could tell me what his name is for any of these other movies, I will punch you in the face. He was in Undercover Blues. He was in Mr. 3000. Yeah, right? He was in Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare. He was in Tyler Perry's Madea's Witness Protection. Unbilled, of course. He was in Witness Protection. Do any of those help you to think of what else he might have been in?
I don't know. Out of all of those, I would have said maybe Soul Plane. I don't know any other movies with him in it.
It's not a thing to be ashamed of.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a friend of the show, but, he's had an interesting career. I liked him, man. He was really good in Hit and Run, I thought. And, Yeah, he hasn't been in the greatest movies, but what are you going to do? So that you're just not going to not answer that one?
Yeah,
just
pass? I have no clue.
Okay. His number three is apparently he shows up in Austin Powers' International Man of Mystery.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that part. And then he's in a motion picture called 9 Months with Hugh Grant. Yeah. And his number one, True Lies. Thanks. 3 points for Jeff. All right. For this next round, Dale gets to go first. And Dale, I would like you to name an actor or actress who you think
Allison
you know.
Janney.
Who?
Allison Janney.
Allison Janney?
Janney, yeah.
That's you. Your go-to for an actor or actress you know is one whose name you don't know?
Let's see how I do.
Well, you know, Box Office Mojo doesn't list every single actor and actress, so there's a chance she won't even be in here, but let me take a look. Because now I'm interested. Interested to know if she's been in enough box office hits to justify being on this list. Yep, she's in there. Dale, you go first. The films of Allison Janney.
The Help.
You're going with The Help, okay. What do you think, Kat?
I'm trying to think of a movie she's been in.
Right?
I only know her from TV.
Yeah, she's terrific in I, Tonya.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not helping at all. It's too soon of a movie to be.
Yeah.
You know, they can't adjust for inflation for something that opened a week ago.
She's a Man, I think.
What's that?
She's the Man.
A movie called She's the Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that Amanda Bynes?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It's a good pull. Good pull. I know my Janney, and I didn't know that one. So.
I mean, I Tonya is in the hunt at number 16 on her list.
Oh, wow.
So it's definitely, you know, going to move up the list pretty quickly, I'd imagine. But, Jeff?
Man, I can only think of one movie she's in, and it's called The Way, Way Back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's number 9 on her list. What was that one that... She's the what?
She said the Help.
She's the Man. I'm still trying to find She's the Man. I can't find it on here.
I thought she was the mom.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if she's the mom and she's the man. But if she is, it did really poorly because they list 21 movies for her. And number 3 for her is she's in a movie called Juno.
Oh, yes.
Do you know that one? And she... Her number one movie of all time is she's a voice in Minions. Minions, yeah. But number 2 and worth 2 points, The Help!
There we go.
All right, Kat, same deal. You get to name an actor or actress.
Wait a second. Okay, go ahead. My mouth was full.
Well, the best Kat could do is if she names an actor or actress that she knows their number one movie, she'll say that and she'll get 3 points. So the best she could do, Jeff, is tie you. So it's an, you know, I'm definitely cheating here, but I'm not giving her full advantage, just a partial one for a chance for a tie.
I mean, in fairness, I would have picked Tom Arnold.
That's sort of why I picked him. Who
Who do you think you like? Well, who would you like to use, Kat, for this? Who do you think you know their number one movie?
Harold Ramis.
What?
I love him. He's one of my favorites.
All right. Well, let's see if he's even in here because, of course, he's a director, producer, writer, and then he acts and stuff. Are you talking about him as an actor
or just
him as anything?
As an actor.
Well, because I don't think they're going to list his movies as an actor because he's always plays pretty small parts. But I could be wrong. I mean, he had big parts in... I'm not going to say the names of them. But let's see if they put him in here. I'm interested now. Get ready to have a backup ready to go, Kat, if we can't do him. I'm guessing it's going to be Rick Moranis.
I could do that. I could do that.
Okay, so Harold Ramis is in here.
Yay!
Okay, so let me wait for it to... Oh, shit. After adjusting for inflation, they list... two movies. So... it's just movies he was in, and to be fair, it's not movies he was in when he was young. I don't know how they arrived at this list. I'm just going to say it right now. Ghostbusters and Stripes are not options.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is happening, Box Office Mojo. But they list two movies, so go ahead and guess which one you think might be in those two, Kat.
Knocked Up.
That's what you're going with, Knocked Up?
Yes.
Okay. Who's next? Which way are we going, Jeff?
Probably to me. I'll say Orange County.
Yeah. Right? That makes sense.
Nope.
Dale?
No, I got nothing. I had Knocked Up and I felt... There's like two movies. I was the third choice, so...
Yeah.
What's up, Everlast?
He's great, Knocked Up. I also liked him a lot. He only has like one or two scenes, but he's like Helen Hunt's mother, father. He's her mother, father in As Good As It Gets. Yeah, I think he's really good in that. Yeah. Or not, he's not her father. He's a doctor that helps her. But anyway, yeah, I don't know what's up with why they only list two movies for him, because he certainly had parts in a bunch of them. And he's the voice of the moose outside of Wally World in the first Vacation.
Oh.
Yeah. He's all like, welcome to Wally World. Number two, a movie called The Last Kiss from 2006. That guy over there thought of it, apparently. And then the number one of only two movies that they list on my very reliable, normally, boxofficemojo.com, Knocked Up!
Yeah!
All right, so that means that Jeff and Kat are in a tie. So before we play the final round, I would like to say thank you for being here to Dale Cheeseman.
I feel like a fool.
Dale, there is a box of donuts.
Well,
please take out a donut from that box and throw it as hard as you want at whatever you want. Wait, they're individually wrapped?
Yeah. Well, I lost the game, but I gained an audience.
It's not donuts. It's little Christmas tree candies with googly eyes on them. Whoa, oh. Heart throw. Hey. No, I want to throw it too. I put him right in people's hands. There you go. Kat's going to throw one.
Okay, who really deserves one, though?
Oh. Oh,
Dale, hit the sign with the red lights on it. Keep it low, keep it low. One more try. It's low ceiling, dude. You gotta really whip it in there.
Yeah, I'm not like adjusting my height or anything. I'm just praying to God every time I throw. Nope. See, that's someone's face that I just skipped a rock into.
Jeff, you wanted to try one?
No, thank you.
What a great scam. That guy has like 9 of these now.
I tried. It's hard with that low ceiling over there, but also it's pretty fun to rocket it into people's faces. Apologies if anybody got hit. All right. We got to settle this thing. We got 12 minutes. We can do it. It's a tie between welding goggles and Chewbacca pants. The listeners don't know which is which. Kat, I've been wanting to compliment your Chewbacca pants all night.
Thank you.
But it seems like a rude thing to say to somebody in this day and age. I like your big hairy pants. Did you see this, Jeff?
Yeah, yeah.
She got Chewbacca on her pants.
Yep.
Well, and over here, other characters, too.
It's the droids on this side.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't know what you meant when you said Chewbacca. Yeah, I got it. January 24th, man.
Oh no, that's a threat.
We'll be back! We will be back! I am Taserface!
So here's what's gonna happen. People are just leaving. It's like, right? Now, you know, hyenas. The bathrooms here. It's the best place in Dallas to take a shit. I know a lot of you. When you're in public, you just use the urinals or whatever. You just pee. But seriously, go take a shit in there. It's amazing.
It's on TripAdvisor. I did it. Like it uses my location. It geotagged me and was like, "Send me a notification." BT Dubs, did you know? FYI, poop here.
Is it as good as I was saying it was, dude? Yeah, you loved it. Can you hear the show in there? No. Some comedy clubs will pump the comedy into the bathroom so you can really relax, not missing a second of the comedy. All right, so since it's just between Jeff and Kat, Jeff will get to go first, because it's his turn to go first, for this tiebreaker. Dale, pick up your microphone. Because Dale, I'm going to give you a chance. I know last night you didn't win, and today you didn't win. But today, you're going to determine the course of Tate Crazy Night's history by picking an actor or actress for the final tiebreaker round. You get to decide. You could go with something you think Kat knows a lot about, or something Jeff knows a lot about. Whatever, however you want to play it. Or you can just go straight up the middle.
I want to go with someone who has, like, just a lot of...
A lot of credits?
Not a lot of credits, but just a lot of blockbuster, like, top-selling. We'll go with...
A lot of what?
Not top-selling. You know what I mean. Made a lot of money.
Big movies.
Rich people.
Somebody with... somebody who's had a lot of big movies?
The richest of the rich. All right. Let's all boo me for saying Tom Cruise.
Oh, no. All right, I was hoping you'd pick somebody a little bit more esoteric. Tom Cruise has been in a lot of movies, and I don't know Kat that well, but I know Jeff well enough to know that he's very aware of most of them. So good luck to you, Kat.
Wait, is this Last Man Standing or the adjusted for inflation?
It's adjusted for inflation.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter how many they know, just they got to name the biggest one.
And you think Jeff
really?
Won't know that?
I might not. I don't know. There's a lot.
You're right, though, Dale. I was a little confused about what game we were playing. Jeff, what do you think is Top Cruise? I already fucked it up. God damn it.
Let me just say it again. What is... Rain Cruises. No. What is Impossible Cruise? No.
So if I had to pick an actor,
God
I would
damn it,
pick...
you have to pick somebody else. That's so funny. I fucked that up.
Do I get a guess?
You're welcome.
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
You're welcome, Kat. That's your guess?
No.
What would your guess be, honestly? Be honest.
I was gonna say Top Gun.
Yeah, see, I fucked it up because that is number one.
All right. How does the audience feel about Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, is Zeta her middle name or part of her last name? Because I gotta look it up alphabetically. Like Daniel Day-Lewis, he's in the D's. But Catherine Zeta-Jones should be in the Z's then. I hope she's in here. Yeah, she is. There's a guy over there who knows. All right, apologies for the confusion. Jeff, what is Catherine Zeta-Jones' number one movie? Say it now.
Top Gun. All right, Catherine Zeta-Jones, her number one movie, let me guess. I don't know. Ocean's 12.
Kat?
Chicago.
Coming in at number two, Traffic.
Oh.
Yeah, it's where she met Michael Douglas. Coming in at number three, Ocean's 12. And her number one movie is Chicago Cat. You won the prizes for your fiance.
Yeah.
Y'all can still get married. Congratulations.
He's like, thank God we got our gobstoppers back. We didn't come here today to lose our gobstoppers.
They've been in their family for generations.
And now you can really say your fiancé knows everything about movies except for Tom Arnold and the Leaking Lawyer.
Yeah.
There's your mask back, dude. So you go ahead and murder some more.
And pass me your name tags, gentlemen, and give me some plugs. Dale Cheeseman, what's coming up for you?
We're doing a Christmas show in Houston on the 22nd at The Secret Group. Get tickets at thesecretgroup.htx.com. And I will be in Austin on January 19th, headlining Kick Butt Comedy or whatever it's called. Yeah. Check it out. Oh, and here, last weekend. So.
Jeff, plug away.
All right. I got a few more nights of this Tate Crazy Nights thing happening.
Oh, yeah.
I got an album coming out on January 12th. You can pre-order it now on iTunes. I'll be in Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio, January 4th through the 7th. And I will be January 24th here in Dallas. At Hyenas. Do I have to go to Fort Worth, or do people from Fort Worth drive over here?
Yeah, right. it's a whole thing. Like,
indeterminate.
You have to go to both.
All right.
Because some people won't make the trip.
Okay. Yeah. I'll try
some
to work out both.
Some people are stubborn.
I'll try to work out both. So 24th here, 26th in Houston at the Secret Group. January 27th in Lafayette, Louisiana. January 28th in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I'm on Instagram. At Jeff Tate.
G-E-O-F-F, Tate.
I've got a quick plug, too, if that's
okay. Kat's got a plug.
I'm a journalist and vlogger, and I'd urge you all to check out my channel on YouTube called Nerd Girlism.
Nerd Girlism.
Yes.
Love it. And what are you doing tomorrow? Can you go to San Antonio tomorrow?
I wish.
Okay, well, we'll have to pull some new stranger into the show tomorrow in San Antonio. And also, the next Doug Loves Movies in L.A. is on June 2nd at 8 o'clock. Not our normal time slot there. June 2nd, yeah. January 2nd. Let's look ahead to June, you guys. January 2nd at 8 o'clock, UCB Franklin. Thank you to all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Dale Cheeseman, and Kat Agee. Don't forget that. Don't forget your name tags. And thank you to Hyenas, and for all you guys for packing Hyenas, as you always do. Well, we've got a question on the floor. What? What's happening? You're coming to the stage. What's going on? You just wanted me to see this?
Yeah.
It is kind of cool. It's my face on, what was that movie called?
Bronson.
Yeah, Bronson. It's my face. Yeah, that is pretty cool. Thanks, lady. Holy shit, Jeff ate all of his junior mints during the show. Anyway, thanks again, everybody. And I'll try to come back soon. You're the leaders. You're the leaders in the venue contest. This is the most people. Yeah. There's 85 of you here. And two of you are apparently weed smokers based on these shitheads. As always, Texas cannabis laws are a shithead. And then it also says on the same one, my cousin Kyle, who will listen to this, is a shithead. I don't know if I like this trend of people writing multiple shitheads. And this is one big one right here. Not being able to smoke while on probation is a shithead.
Wow.
Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.